Simon Kuvov Mihem Pturim Mitvila Siv Aleph Kol Aptur Mikriyashma Aptur Mitvila Kol Achayiv Mikriyashma Achayiv Mitvila. All the people that are potter from Kriyashma are also potter from Tvila. This includes those who are Isaac for Mitzvah. Whoever is Chayiv in Kriyashma because he's not so Isaac for Mitzvah is Chayiv in Tvila, except Chutz Mehem Lavim is Ameis Shein Amit Tzorchlem. People that are in a Levaya and they are not needed to carry the coffin. So as far as Kriya Shema is concerned, they should, since Kriya Shema is shorter, they should say Kriya Shema. Mashenkin, the Gavi Tefila, Avvishin Chayv Kriya Shema, Pturim et Tefila, the potter from Tefila, because Tefila needs to stand like a Tefila in one place, and they won't be able to do that. Also it says, Mishabrua reason, because it's Midrabbanon. As we learned before, in respect to Kriya Shema, it's enough to stand for the first pasuk, which is short. As we learned before, if he was involved in these situations and he lost out saying Kriya Shema Tefila till after his Zman Tefila, he does not have to make it up because it was onus. Continues the Machabe, the Shulchan Aruch, Hanoshim, the Noshim, Vavodim, Afal Pishap Tumi Kriya Shema, Chayim B'Tefila, women and male servants and female servants are Chayiv in Tefila, even though the Potom Kriya Shema B'Nation Mitzvah says, Shaloi Azman Groma. Tefila is not a time bound mitzvah, it's a chiyuv every day. According to the Rambam, he says the zmanim that we have for tefila is only midrabbanim. The ikar concept of tefila is minatayra, like it says, u'l'ovde b'chol avavchem. Use your entire heart. Heart means your thoughts, concentration, focus. To focus yourself on Kodesh Baruch Hu and speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is tefila. So this woman, I'm a chiyuv too. According to the Rambam, a woman is not required to say the entire nusach of Shimon Esrei. She could just say any type of tefillah and set it up in that nusach of a shevach and a bakosha, a yidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa, that is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban holds that entire concept of tefillah, if it's not Be'ez Tzara, when they're doing some special hard situation, is a takana of Anshe Knesset Agdoila. Even so, even though since the whole thing was set up by Chachomim and it is seemed to be time bound, but here they were mechayev women in tefillah shachris and mincha just like men, because it's a bakoshes rachamim and it's a basic need, and that is the opinion of most shitas. Therefore a woman should try her best to daven at least two tefillahs a day, shachris and mincha. If she can't, ma'ariv is also good, but at least these two. If there are extenuating circumstances she cannot, she can rely on the Eben on the Rambam just to say a short tefillah, but she has to at least do that. Back to the Mechaber, L'ktanim shehiyu l'chinuch chayovim l'chanchem. A child, when he's the age that he can daven, and you're chayv to mechaynachem. If he can daven the Tash Shmon Esrei twice a day, then he's mechayv to mechaynachem that. If not, then less than that. But even though one is not supposed to eat before davening, by children you're not supposed to have them starve till they daven. They're allowed to eat and then they can daven later if they need to eat beforehand.